Track 12, Techniques of Intimacy Discipline. On the last track, we discussed preserving and protecting friendship within marriage. We also discussed 5 roadblocks to friendship in marriage. These 5 roadblocks were, there's no time, we're not friends, we're married, we don't talk like friends anymore, the ravages of conflict, and reckless words. On the next 2 tracks, we will discuss techniques of intimacy discipline. There are 2 diverse techniques of intimacy discipline that I have found highly effective in creating a kind of healthy climate in which broken relationships can heal and sound relationships can grow and flourish. On this track, we will discuss how discipline is control and describe the first of the 2 techniques of intimacy discipline. The technique described on this track is a technique for reserving the sanctity of the marriage bed. As you listen to the next 2 tracks, please consider whether any of these areas cause problems for your client. Perhaps the techniques described will be productive in your therapy. Greg, age 53, stated, "I love her and she loves me. We thought we had something, but now we're falling apart." I find that discipline is what makes commitments and priorities work. Without discipline, intimacy is set adrift, as Greg was discovering. He and his wife, Sherry, had accomplished the first difficult steps toward discipline. The couple had made sincere commitments to each other and their intimate relationship. Also, Greg and Sherry had devised honest sets of priorities that each had agreed upon. Would you agree that by understanding discipline, Greg and Sherry could effectively save their marriage? To introduce them to some techniques of intimacy discipline, I discussed the fundamental idea that discipline is control. I asked Greg, "Do you take responsibility for yourself and your marriage, or do you individually and cooperatively with Sherry lose control?" Greg responded that he thought that he and Sherry lost control together. I stated, "If you decline responsibility, you will lack discipline. If you lack discipline, you may lose control. A lack of discipline is the discipline of aggression or withdrawal. Aggression happens when someone seeks to occupy, by emotional or physical force, someone else's life space. Withdrawal happens when a partner simply bows out, becomes less than an observer, or blind to the relationship. As you know, there are varying degrees of participation between aggression and withdrawal." I continued discussing how discipline is control with Greg. I stated, "On the other hand, if you take responsibility and act on it, you gain discipline. By gaining discipline, you can gain increasing control. Discipline can help shape your marriage into a meaningful and intimate relationship in 4 ways. Sufficient discipline helps you make commitments even though you have no guarantee of the relationship's success. Discipline will allow you to reorganize your time so its use appropriately affects your priorities. Sufficient discipline can help you reserve an appropriate amount of energy to nurture and enjoy your marriage with Sherry. And discipline can help you rearrange the ways in which you make, spend, and save your money." The first technique I discussed with Greg in order to foster intimacy discipline regarding the sanctity of the marriage bed. Clearly, if your client is not married, the word relationship can be substituted. If he does not share a bed with his partner, then feel free to substitute couch for bed. But whatever words are chosen, I find it productive for a couple designate a place as a sanctuary for the intimate relationship. I stated to Greg, "No matter what happens in the world outside, no matter what happens in the other rooms of the house, you can choose to allow nothing negative to violate your haven. If you do this, only positive experiences, or at the worst, neutral experiences, will happen there." Greg spent time thinking on the sanctity of the marriage bed with Sherry. Greg wrote the following description of how he planned to implement this technique with his wife. "We will not fight in our bedroom. That doesn't mean we won't fight, just that we won't fight there. Instead, we will sleep, which is refreshing. We will dream, inviting or unconscious, to come alive. We will make love, joining in the wonderful sacrament God gave us. We will be close, communicating in love. Our bedroom is a place for our refreshment, integration, and closeness. It is our sanctuary." Perhaps your client, like Greg, can also benefit from the poem of the marriage bed technique. This is a simple technique in which Greg and Sherry simply hold each other before sleep every night. Then, they thought of what each other had done or said to show love throughout the course of that day. I find that 4 positive changes can take place in the intimate relationship as a result of the poem of the marriage bed technique. First, Greg began to look for ways in which Sherry was saying, "I love you," nonverbally. Second, Greg began to look for ways to show his love for Sherry. Also, Greg's feelings of being loved began to show. Finally, Greg's desire to love in return began to grow. Think of your Greg. Could your male intimacy client benefit from the poem of the marriage bed technique? Could playing this track in an upcoming session help your Greg in understanding how discipline is control? On this track, we discuss techniques of intimacy discipline. We examined how discipline is control, and we described the first of the two techniques of intimacy discipline. The technique described on this track is a technique for reserving the sanctity of the marriage bed. On the next track, we will continue our discussion on techniques of intimacy discipline. We will explore one additional technique. This technique of intimacy discipline is conflict resolution. There are two major areas of conflict resolution. These are factual conflict resolution and opinion-based conflict resolution. Question 12. What is the first technique for the sanctity of the marriage bed?